AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Democrat Hillary Clinton tells reporters on her plane she thought her first debate against Republican Donald Trump went well.
We had a great, great time last night, and I have to say I was thrilled.
Trump's running mate, Indiana Governor Mike Pence, tells NBC's Today show that Trump stuck to the core issues.
He's focused on the issues the American people care about, and you're right out of the gate talking about jobs, talking about the economy.
Northeastern University journalism professor Alan Schroeder says both Clinton and Trump played to their base supporters.
I guess I was sort of expecting one or the other of them to directly address the people who haven't made up their minds to have a very specific pitch, and that didn't really happen. So we may see more of that in the debates to come, depending on how the polls move.
The next presidential debate is on October 9th at Washington University in St. Louis. The vice presidential debate is on the 4th at Longwood University in Virginia. FBI Director James Comey warns of terrorist diaspora once the Islamic State group's so-called caliphate is crushed in Syria and Iraq. Comey and Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson testified today before the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. Comey says his agents are also focused on tracking and stopping so-called homegrown terrorists.
Finding those needles in the haystack, in fact, finding those pieces of hay that might become a needle, and figure out how to disrupt them before they do harm is at the center of the FBI's life 24/7.
Today's hearing took place just more than a week after bombings in New York and New Jersey and a separate stabbing attack at a Minnesota mall. A veteran New York City firefighter has been killed in a house explosion in the Bronx. Officials say Michael Fahey, the father of three, was hit by debris when the house blew up this morning. He and other firefighters were called to that house because of a gas leak. When they got there, they also found a drug lab. This is AP Radio News. Senate Democrats threatening to block must-pass legislation to prevent a government shutdown Friday at midnight. Jerry Boatlander with more.
The measure that would fund the government into early December also includes money to fight the Zika virus and for flood recovery in Louisiana. Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell also stressed there are no controversial policy riders.
It's clean, it's fair. We should pass it.
But Democrats aren't happy that it blocks the SEC from requiring companies to detail their political donations. And Minority Leader Harry Reid says they want to include money to help fix the lead-tainted water system in Flint, Michigan.
We should not leave Flint behind.
And so they're threatening a filibuster with a possible government shutdown just days away. Jerry Boatlander, Capitol Hill.
Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush heads to Harvard University this fall. The Kennedy School says Bush will be a visiting fellow. He unsuccessfully sought the Republican Party's 2016 presidential nomination. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.